Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host is Pastor D.L. Douglas, Senior, and myself, Minister Kashima Douglas. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. We welcome you, we welcome you. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 if you want to speak or get prayer. The scripture for today is Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am a gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Again, that's Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am a gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in and have a seat. It's Freestyle Friday.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Donnell Douglas. It is an honor and a privilege, as always, to come into your homes, your businesses, into your jobs. Maybe you guys are doing a stay-at-home thing, and we're in the home with you while you're working. We thank you so much for taking out the time to listen to us. We want to make sure to let you guys know that we want to be an encouraging strength to you on this morning. Before we go any further, we're going to go into prayer. Father, we thank you for those that are under the sound of our voices, oh God. God, our prayer this morning is, God, that you would be their strength and their empowerment and their grace and their mercies on today. God, in the midst of all the trials and tribulations that they may see, Father, let them know, God, even in this, God, there is a voice that is speaking peace, joy, hope, and restoration to them even now. Father, we pray right now, God, for those that has, God, the chaos in their minds, God, we ask that you would halt that chaos long enough, God, for them to hear what is being said. God, we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, for anyone who has got this hardness on their heart, God, we pray, God, that you release that hardness, God, that they can feel your presence on today. God, and we also pray for those, God, who has a noisome pestilence that is speaking in their ear, God, we pray that you would silence that noisome pestilence, God. God, long enough for them to hear, God, what is being said to them on this morning, God, to be an encouragement and to be a strength to them. In the mighty name of Jesus do we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Again, it is an honor and a privilege, guys, to have you guys to share your first fruit with us on this morning, which is the Word of God, and just to come on and listen to the broadcast. We know that even in this time that what we're going through, there are certain things and certain places and certain situations that we don't always understand. We don't always get that full understanding of why we go through what we go through and the reason and the reasoning behind what we go through. But on this morning, I just wanted to be an encouragement on this morning. I know that in this, you know, things are hard, things are difficult, things are complex. There is not always an answer to what we have going on. But, you know, one of the things that God began to share with me today was the fact that even though when our trials and our tribulations are so great, even though when our trials and tribulations are so great and we're stumbling and bumbling through all the things that we're stumbling and bumbling through, we tend to forget the important processes of our life, you know, and how when we're going through our storms, and how when we're going through our storms, we don't always see the way that we need to go. We don't always see the direction that we need to go. But one of the most important things is that God had begun to show me is about our witness. Even in this thing that we're in, our witness is so important. We need to have that witness that is so, I'm not going to say perfect, because No, we can't always be perfect in our witness. You know, we can't always be perfect in life, but in our witness, we need to witness to those that are lost, to those that are in a place to where they need to hear something that will shift them into the next dimension, into that next place in their lives. We need to be able to speak life to them. We need to be able to speak encouragement to them and strength to them, and let them know that even in the midst of the storm and in the midst of the rain, that God still is a hearer of those who cry in that wilderness. He is the one that will come and sit with us and give us the strength to be able to stand in the midst of our trial and our tribulation. Today is Freestyle Friday, ladies and gentlemen. So we're just gonna go to a place this morning to just to help people out this morning, to give y'all some encouragement, because I understand that sometimes we go through our storms and we go through our rains, and we don't always know our end results. We don't always know that at the end of the day that all of the trials and tribulations that we see, you know, we don't know how to be the one to be the voice in the wilderness. We don't know how to be the one to be the encouragement when they need to be the encouragement. We don't always know how to be the words of wisdom and power and strength and overcoming and blessings and power, and to be able to stand in who, not just who God is, but to stand in what God is saying and what God is doing. Because at the end of the day, let me be honest with you. At the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, let me help you. At the end of the day, let me show you what we have in our midst. At the end of the day, we have a God that knows all, sees all, and is all. We are in a place to where we have to just trust and rely on Him. The Bible says this. He says, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct our path." Now, we're talking about witnesses this morning. We're talking about a witness. God bless you. We're talking about witnessing this morning. We're talking about being able to go out and share our relationship with someone else. We're talking about going out and sharing how beautiful it is to be a part of the body of Christ. We're talking about going out and sharing the love of God with someone who may not know who God is or what the love of God is. You know, and in some days and sometimes in our life and in some transitions in our life, we don't always get the full picture. Thank God that you know, when we're going through our storm, He will speak. Thank God that in our time of turmoil, He will speak. And thank God in the time that and when we don't know what direction to go in, He will speak. But see, there's sometimes that we go through our storm, and we ourselves don't know how to handle the situation. I don't know if anybody's ever been in one of those situations, excuse me, like that before. If you ever been in one of those situations, I forgot to give you guys the phone number. The phone number to call in this morning is 563-999-3628. And I want, if there's anyone under the sound of my voice right now, I want you to share your witness with the people of God. I want you to call in, and I want you to share your witness. Now, I understand that some of you guys just want to call in and just listen in, but if you want to call in and share your witness on this morning, that number is 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1, and my lovely assistant, my lovely co-host over there on the line over there will be glad to give you guys let you in when you press 1. Just speak with her, and she'll be glad to let you in. And that lovely person on that other end of the void line that you will hear will be my lovely wife, none other than Minister Kashima Douglas. And I also forgot to do something, guys. I apologize. I want to also acknowledge the countries that are listening to us. We are international now. We actually have quite a few countries that's listening to us right here in the good old United States. We're thank you guys so much for listening in right here in the United States. But we also have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Guyana, we have Ghana, we have South Africa, we have Hong Kong, we have Brazil, and we also have Germany. And we thank God for you guys listening in, wherever you guys are listening in from, and we don't know your time zones, but we really appreciate you guys tuning in and listening in on the broadcast on this morning, and we thank God for that opportunity for us to be able to come in and to share your your experience with us on this morning. We thank you so very much for that. And again, we want you to call in. That number is 563-999-3628. Those of you all that are listening in, I want you to share your witness on this morning. Share what good, how good God is to you. Because, see, what we don't realize is this: our witness can change someone's mindset about where they are. Our witness can change someone's heart. Because that's the reason why we have to be careful. We have to be careful and we have to be mindful that when we talk about our God, that we share our God in a way to where he is edified and not, you know, downplayed. Because, see, sometimes our the edification of the witness can be tainted because we don't say the right thing at the right time. You know, the thing about it is, we don't always have to say anything. People watch our walk. Amen? Come on here, somebody. Let's sit down and talk. Let's be real about this morning. It's not always what we say. It's how we walk. You know, it's how we carry ourselves. You know, because believe it or not, let me help you. Believe it or not, there is someone out there right now that's watching you live your life. Because they know that they see you go to church every Sunday. Well, we can't go to church now, but you know, they saw you when you went to church every Sunday. They saw you when you go out and go into places and different places. They know that you're a Christian, that you carry the name of Christ on your life. You know, and I tell people this all the time. Let me help you real quick. Out there, let's listen. Your walk with God, listen to me very carefully, people of God. Your walk with God, yours right there. Your walk with God is so profound right now in the hour that we're in the timing that we're in the space in what that we're in. It's so important that we don't lose, listen to the words, we don't lose the ones that are out there right now that's so wayward and lost because of the time that we're in. Because watch, our witnesses are the very thing that pulls people in right now. They can't get to a church. So watch this. You are their church. Come on here. Somebody sit down. Let's talk. Is this real enough for y'all this morning? This is real. You're the only church that they see. You're the only church that they have put their eyes on. You're the only church that they know that is a church right now. My question to you is your church that you have it right now, is the church that they see in? Is this a good church? Does this church edify God? Or does this church tear down God? Come on here, somebody. Let's be real. Let's be real and upfront. Let's be honest with this situation. See, because let me show you what you don't want to do. Let me help you out real quick. What you don't want to do, this is what you don't want to do. You don't want to put yourself in that place to where when people see church, you be the reason why they don't want church. Let me help you real quick. Church hurt is a real hurt. I ain't gonna lie and tell nobody nothing different because I've been on the other end of church hurt. My wife has been on the other end of church hurt. You know what I'm saying? My wife has experienced that. I've experienced that. There's some under the sound of my voice that have experienced church hurt. And the reason why you're not going to church or you don't go on church sites and listen to churches right now, you kind of peruse through here and you jumped on here and you're hearing my voice right now and you're saying, well, I want to turn the channel, but I want to hear what this preacher got to say. Thank you for staying on the line. I sure appreciate you. Listen, this is what I want to share with you, that we've all been hurt by churches. There, out of every 15 people that you'll meet throughout your day today, I can guarantee you at least 5 to 6 of those people was hurt by church. Now, out of those 15 people that you experienced, 5 or 6 were hurt. There may be 4 of those 6 that were hurt that would not step another foot in church. I'm going to tell you why. because it was so detrimental and so damaging to them. And that witness that they experienced on the outside, come here, let's talk, that witness that's on the outside that they experienced messed them up so bad. Messed with their whole mentality and mindset so bad that they don't even want to even deal with anything that look like, sound like, feel like church because of what they experienced and what they went through. Let me help you real quick. Don't make a permanent decision. This I heard this years ago. Don't let a temporary situation make you make a permanent decision that will affect you for the rest of your life. There is a damage control thing that pastors have to do. And see, let me tell you, we as a ministry, my wife and myself as a ministry, we understand church hurt. That's one of our ministries, hurt people, because we understand we had to overcome our hurt so we don't hurt nobody else. Come here, let's talk. If you are real in Zion, let me help you with you when real in Zion. If you real in this thing, if you real in your walk in God, you realize that people come to church and people are hurt. You cannot sit across the pew from somebody and not know that somebody in that church has been hurt. I'm gonna tell you why you can't do it. Because everybody in that church has experienced something that was not so much as damaging to them, but they experienced something that caused them to take a look and say, you know what, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why I'm here. I don't know why I'm experiencing this. But all I know is I'm going through a storm right now. And this storm that I'm going through right now is kind of hard. It's kind of difficult. Excuse me. It's kind of complex. But I'm going to trust God beyond what I see. But I'm here. But watch this here. One of the most important things that you will have to experience, we have to understand, is in that experience of church hurt is this. We stumble as people, too. We make mistakes as people, too. We make errors as people, too. See, grace is an unmerited favor that God extends to us when we fall. Grace does not have a time limit on it. Help somebody this morning, then, preacher. Grace doesn't have a time limit on it. Grace, come here. Grace doesn't have a race on it. Grace does not have a gender on it. Grace does not have a sin on it. It's just great. When I say a sin on it, grace doesn't. Whatever sin you didn't fell into, grace will cover you from being an ex murderer on down to being a homemonger. There is a grace that covers you. But do know this, that even in that grace, let me help you this, because I don't want y'all to go into this thing blind, and I don't want y'all to think just because you made a mistake. I mean, just because you made this mistake, and this is just a disclaimer. God will forgive you, but know that in that place of forgiveness, just like any good parent, you have to be given. You have to learn a lesson from it. Albert Einstein said something that was so profound, and I used to quote this for so long and did not realize that this was the man who actually quoted this. And he says, in every good failure, a lesson was learned if you were paying attention. My question to you, people of God, is, are you listening to what you got going on? Are you paying attention to all of the chaos and the turmoil and the hurt and the pain and the disappointment that comes with life? Because, see, what comes with life is this. What comes with life is complications, and what comes with life is turmoil. But the question becomes, how do you handle your broken places? Ain't that good? Come here, let's talk for a minute. See, if we're not careful, we will miscarry that thing that God has given to us. Watch what the scripture says. It says, out of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Now, why is that scripture so important? Why is that scripture so profound? Why is that scripture so prevalent in this conversation? It's because we can't let what is in our mouth, right here, this thing right here, this thing in our heart. We can't let this thing in our heart. See, most people think that the heart that they're talking about is your chest, the one that beats in your chest. Only thing that does is pump blood. The heart that he's talking about is right here. Our emotional, our mindset. I'm pointing to my head like y'all can see me. It's right here. It's in your head. It's that mentality. It's that mindset that we gravitate toward. Come here. Let's talk about gravitating toward the wrong thing. See, we can be in the wrong place with the wrong thing at the wrong time and deal with the wrong folk, and we wind up missing what God is saying to us. Simply because of the fact, come here, let's talk. Simply because of the fact that we're looking into the face of a thing or a place that does not fit us. Help somebody then this morning, preacher. I think I will. Look, we cannot be so caught up. Listen to me well. We can't be so caught up in a dead place. Talk about the dead place then. We can't be so caught up in a dead place that we lose what God is saying. The Bible says that he said, I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Check this part of the verse out. It says, be ye transformed and not conformed to this world. Let me help you out with the translation of that scripture. It says, be ye transformed and not conformed. A transformer, I love Transformers. That's my movie. I love the movie Transformer, because you look at Optimus Prime, and Optimus Prime is an 18-wheeler. He's the cab of an 18-wheeler. But when Ultimate Prime get ready to fight, he turns into a fighting robot. Bumblebee is a car, is a Camaro. Bumblebee, when he gets ready to fight, he turns into a robot. See, we can't let our situation keep us conformed to that one place. Come on, preacher, preach this morning. See, our thing is this is my thing for everyone that's under the sound of my voice that's been hurt. Don't take that thing and conform yourself to that one thing. Don't conform yourself to that one place. Don't conform yourself to that one hurt. Because listen to me, hurt is hurt real regardless of where it come from or who it come from or why it come from or what direction it came from. Hurt is hurt. But see, the thing that we have to realize about hurt is this. If we sit back and we become so fortified, good word, preacher, good word, pat yourself right there. If we become so fortified in that place that we allow the turmoil and the hurt and the pain and the tears and the frustration and the broken things and the broken places and the broken situations and circumstances to bombard our life, guess what we wind up doing? We become a product. Listen to the words. We become a product of the hurt. And then we release that thing onto someone else. Come here, let's talk. I was listening to my father. My father was preaching one morning, and he began to talk about throughout the story of his dog. And he said that his dog, he loved his dog loved him. And one day they was in the house, and heard him crying. He had got out of the yard, and he went outside, and someone had hit his dog. Now, When he went outside, his dog was laying in the yard, in the street. He went to pick him up. He was hurting, and as he went to grab him, the car that hit him broke his leg, and he didn't realize his leg was broke. So he went to scoop him up, and when he went to scoop him up, he barked at him and he snapped at him. He said, "I was gonna get angry with him, but I realized that he was hurt." Now the moral of the story is this. Hurt people will hurt people. Preach on, Dan. Preachers, help these people this morning. I think I will. Listen, sometimes when you're going through what you're going through, we have to realize hurt people. Hurt people. So we cannot be so caught up in our hurt that we don't extend ourselves out to help someone else in their hurt. Well, preacher, how do I do that? I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to extend myself to help nobody. I'm hurting myself. How am I going to help somebody if I'm already in pain, if I'm already experiencing all this stuff, if I'm going through the turmoil and my life is so messed up and I'm so tore up from the flow up and I'm sitting up here and I'm trying to figure out what direction I'm going to go in. I can't do it. I don't know what to do, preacher. What are you talking about? How can I be a witness to somebody? How can I tell somebody the goodness of the Lord if I don't understand the goodness of the Lord myself? I am so glad you asked. The Worldwide Gospel Connection asks the greatest questions. It's simple. It's a one day at a time, one process at a time situation. You do not allow the enemy to become so consumed by where you are and what you got going on that you miss the importance of who God is and what God is doing. Sometimes, listen, people of God, sometimes our hurt, God help me, sometimes our hurt is so bad. Sometimes we've been hurt so bad by people that, to be honest with you, can I be honest with you? Can I be real on this morning? Sometimes you just say, to heck with it. I can't do it. This thing right here, I refuse to keep going because it hurts too bad. My tears are constant and consistent. I can't keep going with this. My tears right now, it's so bad that even if I tried to find my way out of this thing, I don't even think I can find a way out. Be conformed to this thing. Don't build a box and hurt. Powerful. Don't build a box and hurt. Don't build a box in pain. Don't build your life around all of the frustration and aggravation of what life can hand to you. Because listen to me, people of God, it's gonna be always time for hurt. Come here, let's talk. Let's be real. It's gonna always be time for hurt. And see, this is the thing. You already deal with hurt. Come here, let's talk. Come on, let's be real. You already deal with hurt. You already got a hurtful place that you're dealing with. You already busted up on the inside right now. You already dealing with baby mama drama, baby daddy drama. You already dealing with bills due. You already dealing with frustration and hurt and pain. You already dealing with the unrelenting tears that's consistently falling. You already deal with a place where you don't understand why God is allowing you to experience what you're experiencing. You're already in a place to where that no matter how hard you try, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter how many times you call on the name of the Lord, it seems as if God does not hear you. You already deal with a place that every time you call on the name of the Lord, it seems like that no matter what you say or how you say it or how many times you say it or what direction you go in when you say it, that it does not get any better for you. But can I be the bearer of good news in the building on this morning? Can I come into your living room? Can I come into your car? Can I come into your office building? Can I sit next to you in your cubicle? Can I sit in the cubicle next to you and give you some encouragement on this morning? Don't let one place cause you to be, watch this here, a prisoner to a situation. One of the worst things in the world that you could do is become a prisoner to the place that you're in right now. Help him, preacher. Help him. I think I will. I'll help y'all this morning. Don't become a prisoner to a place, watch this here, where you yourself know, watch this here, if you go there, you ain't coming back. Sometimes we know that when we step into that place, can I help you? Because I haven't been there before. I knew if I stepped into that place of hurt, if I stepped into that place where I was frustrated, if I stepped in that place to where I was angry, if I stepped in that place to where I was mad, if I stepped into that place where I was frustrated, if I stepped in that place to where I knew that there was no point of no return, I knew if I went there. Come in here, somebody. Some of y'all in that place right now. You done went to that place of a point of no return, and can't nobody come get you. Can't nobody come rescue you. Because watch this, the hurt is so freaking bad. One of the people that would always be able to pull my reins back was my mama. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. My mama was the only one that could bring me back from my reins of where I was. Y'all sitting up there, y'all looking at the radio like I said something funny or something crazy. But the only person that could have brought me back from certain places was my mama. My mama would say things. My mama would be there. And if I didn't got too far in it, she said, you need to just take a breath, son. You need to calm down. I know you mad. I know you upset, but you need to take a breath because it ain't worth it. I don't know if it was the words. Or if it was just the mindset that I had. But I came out of that thing with my mind made up that it's going to be okay. You know, and sometimes I think what we wind up doing is we wind up missing the shifting in God because we're focusing on the hurt places in God. I'm going to say that again. Sometimes the places that we're in, the reason why we're there is we focus on the hurt places in God and not on the shifting in God. Because a lot of times what we wind up doing, the people of God, and this is free. I don't want y'all, you don't even have to give me nothing for this one. This is a free publicity to you to let you know that even though when your storm and your rain is so unbearable, the voice of God will speak life to you. The voice of God will speak hope to you if you let him. But watch this. You have to be so to the point to where you just let God be God, and you got to let the devil be alive. Because see, let me help you to your blessed place real quick. Hurt is hurt. Pain is pain. Frustration is frustration. But it's what we do with it, people of God, that makes the difference. See, we can ride a rail. See, I'm helping y'all in this pandemic because we still trapped in this house. And we're trapped in the house and we're in the house with people, you know, that we don't that we don't that 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 you know that we don't we're not we're not um we we're not uh we don't have to sugarcoat it, but I'm trying to make it to the point to where I don't want it to sound so facetious. But, you know, we trapped in the house with sometimes with people that we don't even like. Because of something that happened in the past. And so we have to live in this place where we were used to seeing them every once in a while. Now we see them all the time. We're stuck in the house with our children, and we don't even know our children. Come on, somebody, sit down. We're just having a conversation this morning. I ain't trying to put nothing on y'all too heavy this morning. I just want to let y'all know that sometimes we're in places, and because we don't deal effectively with these things, we don't deal effectively with people. We don't deal effectively with situations and circumstances, you know, that we wind up missing. We wind up missing some stuff, or we wind up missing some people, or we wind up missing some circumstances or some situations simply because of the fact that there is a hurt that comes with what we do. It comes a hurt with where we are. There comes a hurt with all the situations and circumstances that goes on in our life. We just have to make sure that when we're experiencing that hurt, when we're experiencing that pain, when we're experiencing that place of frustration, when we're experiencing that thing of doubt, when we're experiencing that thing of where we feel like we're inadequate, that we don't allow our situations and our circumstances to keep us from moving forward in who God is. We know all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Purpose is formed in our place of frustration. Purpose is formed in our place of doubt and fear. Purpose is formed in a place to where, with those tears are falling in your from your face, and the hurt is so real to us. Come here, let's talk about the real hurt. We know that all things are working together for the good. And we have to realize that God is doing what he does best, and that is be God and be bigger than whatever our circumstances or situations may be. Amen? We have a caller online. We have a caller online that desires prayer. So we're going to go ahead and open up the lines for them and bring them in. Amen? Good morning, sir.
God bless you, Apostle. How you doing?
Man, I'm fantastic. How about yourself?
Good. My name is Pastor Jason Ramsey. I'm from Holy Ghost Fire and Deliverance Church. And my best friend last night, her brother got into a car accident and his friend,
wow.
And they got airlifted to the hospital. His lungs are collapsed. His body's not doing that good. And she told me whenever I get a chance to get some prayer in, and I'm standing in the gap for her today. Her name's Orlene Carey.
Arlene Carey. Well, we're going to go ahead on and pray for Arlene. And what's the gentleman's name that was in the wreck, sir?
His name is Jamie Schumacher.
Jamie Schumacher. Well, we're going to go into prayer for him right now. How about that, Pastor? We'll touch and agree together right now for the fact.
Yes, sir.
All right. Father, we thank you for, God, your saving grace, your keeping grace, God. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus for the Schumacher, for Brother Schumacher. God, we pray that you would touch him right now.
Yes,
in this place, God, where he is. God, we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly, Father God, above all we can ask or think right now. So, God, we cover him right now, God.
Yes,
God, we dispatch your angels that's assigned to the man of God's life, God. God, that he would cover him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray for those, God, that are working on him right now, God, every doctor, every nurse. God, we send down your anointing on their lives right now. God, we pray that you would touch their hands, oh God. God, we pray that you would touch their minds right now. God, if their hearts are not in, God, in the right place to go in to deal with the man man of God. God, we pray that, God, they can't even cross the doorpost, oh God. God, we pray for every doctor, if their heart is not right to go in to deal with the man of God, God, that they cannot cross the doorpost, God. God, we dispatch every angel that is assigned, God, to that family, God, and sit and give them comfort right now, God. God, we
thank
send
you,
down
Lord.
Your spirit right now, Father God, even in that room, God, to comfort them and let them know that even in the midst of the storm that they're in right now, God, that everything is working well. God, we pray over this man of God from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, God, that he is healed. God, we speak the healing scriptures over him right now. By your stripes, he is healed, Father God. God, you said that you are the balm in Gilead. God, healing is the children's bread. So, God, we speak right now, Father, over him right now, and we call those things to be not as though they were. God, we call for a complete and total recovery, God. God,
yes.
All is well with him, my God.
Hallelujah.
All is well with him right now, Father God. All is well, God. We know, God, that you are a healer.
Yes.
God, we've seen you open up blinded eyes. God, we've seen you to unstop deaf ears. God, we've seen you raise people from out of wheelchairs. Father, so we know that you're my God. God, this is nothing short of your hand right now. So we thank you in advance, God. God, for shaking, God, loose, God. God, the hands of the enemy right now. God, every devil in hell that got an assignment on this man, everything, oh God. God, that the enemy has on this man's life everywhere. God, you thought that he was going to come in and seek God to take the man of God down. God, that assignment right now has been canceled. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call, God, for this thing to be done. And the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen and amen. And it is well. It is well, brother.
Thank you, Apostle.
It is well.
Hallelujah.
You're welcome, sir. It
Thank
is
you.
Well. Let that family know all is well. God has
I will tell them today that it is well. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. God bless you. God bless you. We look forward to the praise report. Please call us. Call us back.
Yes,
call
I will.
Us back and let us know that the man of God is doing well. We're touching and agreeing. Some
Amen.
Believe in chariots, some believe in horses, but we remember the name of the Lord, and
I
his
know that.
Name is a high tower
yeah.
that we can run in. So
yes, Lord.
God
Amen.
Bless you, man. God bless
God
you.
Bless.
Did you want to share anything before we got off, Pastor?
Honestly, I'm enjoying your word today about hurts and stuff, and I'm telling you what, that's when you said be still and know that the Lord, he is talking to you. And then sometimes hurt is hurt and pain is pain. But I tell you what, God gets through everything, and I just thank God because I'll tell you one thing. We all been hurt. We all been criticized, but they talked about Jesus too. But I tell you one thing. It's all right. We take one step at a time. Like last Tuesday, I preached on step out, step in, and step on. But I praise and thank God for you, man of God. This is my second time listening to you. But truly, you are bringing the word from up on high.
Thank you. God bless you, man. I thank you for coming in. Please keep listening and share the broadcast, man. Share
Amen,
the broadcast
I will.
And we will definitely continue to do what God has called us to do. God bless you. We appreciate you so much. We appreciate you so much. God bless you, man of God. Amen, amen. Family, remember Brother Schumacher. Remember Brother Schumacher, please. We're going to continue to lift him up. We're going to continue to pray and intercede for him and his family, because we believe that God is going to be the deliverer in this situation. We've been hearing praise reports behind the people that we have prayed for. And that is nothing that we're doing. Don't miss this thing. Don't miscarry this thing and think that we are perfect. We are the ones that are calling on the name of the Lord, and this stuff is coming to pass because of what we're doing. The Bible says our good works is nothing but filthy rags, but we are a willing vessel, willing to be used by him. And the wonderful thing about that is this. The Bible says if we don't say nothing, that he'll make the rocks cry out. I refuse to have a rock. I refuse to have a pebble cry out to the Lord on my behalf. I thank God for just being able to be that vessel, to be able to be used at the time and in the place that God needs us to be used in. My wife and myself are so grateful for that because we realize that our works our works that we do for the Lord is what we do. Everything we do, we turn it up towards God. We don't turn it toward ourselves, because we understand that even in the midst of this that we're doing, that God is moving by His power and by His strength. Amen. So people of God that are listening, please make sure that you guys continue to pray for Brother Schumacher. Y'all lift him up in your prayer time. We know that the report is already well, but where two or three are gathered together, he is in the midst. The Bible says that one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. So we're standing on the fact that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. Amen. Amen. But we want to continue to share the word that God has given us about hurt. You know, and a lot of times what we don't realize, too, is that hurt will cause us to be blind. Mm-hmm. Good word, preacher. Good word. Thank you. Listen, hurt will cause you to be blind because, watch, there are some things that God wants you to see. There are some places that God wants you to go. There are some situations and circumstances that God wants to bring us out of. But because we are so frustrated and so angry and so hurt behind a situation that, watch this, number one, we don't have no control over. We don't have no control over the hurt. We don't have no control over the words that come out of somebody's mouth. Let me help you real quick with this. Let me push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny real quick. There is no way that you can control what a person thinks or what a person says. There is a thing called suggestion. But we cannot control what a person says. Now, we can control how we feel about what they say to us. We can even control how we respond to what they say about us. I'm going to go a little bit deeper. We can even control how that makes us feel. But watch this here. The purpose of me letting you know that is this. You can be set free from that thing that you're in right now. Because watch this. The enemy's desire is to keep you captivated and keep you caught up in this place called hurt. He wholeheartedly, listen to the words that's coming out of my mouth. He wholeheartedly wants you to be in a negative space, in a negative place, and in a negative mindset when it comes to him dealing with a situation to where all you do is think about that hurt. I'm let that marinate on you for a minute. I'm gonna let that sit on your heart for a minute. Watch. God does not desire for us to be in that place. God does not desire for us to be hurt. God does not desire for us to be frustrated, agitated, or even bothered by what someone says. We struggle, let me tell you something. We struggle enough, I said this earlier, we struggle enough with our own stuff. And to have somebody else stuff on top of the stuff that we already deal with, that's too much. When we learn how to overcome the negativity that the world gives out, let me help you real good. See, this world is not our home. With the Bible declares like this, we are pilgrims passing through. This is not our permanent spot. This is not the end results of who we are. This is not, watch this here, this is not the, this is not the conclusion of the matter when it comes to our life. And once we realize that this is not the conclusion or the end to our life, we will be perfectly fine. We can overcome every storm. We can overcome every frustrated place. We can overcome every downside of what's going on, but we have to keep our minds on the Lord. The Bible says he will keep those mind who is stayed in him. My question is, who you staying in? Ain't that something? Who are you staying in? What are you standing on? Question number two. Why are you standing on that? Wow. Wow. Revelator word for you right there. That was free. I just gave you a free revelator word. Why are you standing on something, number one, that has no substance? There's a song that I used to hear, but I actually thought it was a Bible scripture when I came into the body of Christ. I thought that this was actually a scripture, but it's actually a song by a gentleman by the name of Edward Mott, M-O-T-E, Edward Mott. Edward Mott wrote a song, and it's called The Solid Rock. And the first little hymn or first part of the hymn says that he said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ's blood and his righteousness. All of the ground is sinking sand. My question to you is, what are you building on? What have you put your life in? Whose hands have you put your life in? The scripture that really blessed me when I first read it was Jesus gave the parable about the man that built his house on a rock and a man who built his house on the sand. He said the man that built his house on a rock, he said, as the storms came and the winds came, his house began to sink. But the man that built his house on a rock, the storms came, the winds came, he said, but his house stood the test of the rain. Sometimes we build in the wrong places. Sometimes, come here, let's talk. Sometimes we trust in a hurt place because we're frustrated. Come here, let's do this. Sometimes we build in the wrong place because we're operating in a hurt place. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Now that made it more clear for you right there. We leave the solid. Come on here, preacher. We leave a solid place. We leave a solid place. We leave the hard place. We leave that solid rock place. Because the wrong words at the right time caused us to be agitated and upset and frustrated and mad and irritated. Let me help you real quick. It's got a whole bunch of churches that's got built out of church hurt. Preach, Reverend, preach. I believe I will. Listen, there are people who have built hurt out of hurt in ministries. Is nothing but a hurt place because they built it out of hurt. Tears flowing, heart hurting, mind agitated. And see, when you got that going on, guess what you wind up doing? You wind up producing hurt people. Mm. Let's go real deep. Let's go real deep. And then they go out and build a church. And they build a church on hurt. They have people that come in and they hurt. And then they have ministers that's hurt. And they become pastors. And they go out and they build hurt. Now you have a lineage of hurt that has been built because of the simple fact of, watch this here. One person moved out of hurt. Now you have a whole nation of hurt. You do realize that inside of you is a nation. This is why it's so important, people of God, that we don't get this thing twisted. He says, and just to give you clarity on your nation, he said that Abraham, your father, the father of many nations, you came from out of the father of many nations, so you are a nation. So when you came out of the lineage of your nation, guess what? You came out that lineage. Now there's a nation inside of you. So that's the reason why. Listen, this is why I tell people this all the time. Do not, under no circumstances, make your children feel less than what they really are. They are a royal priesthood. They are a holy nation. Listen to the words, holy nation. They are above and not beneath. They're the lender, not the borrower. They're the head and not the tail. They're the first of God and not the last of God. See, we struggle. Listen to what we struggle. This is where we struggle. We struggle with our identity, called from Zion. We struggle with our identity after the hurt, after our fall from hurt. See, we know all this beforehand, but then we start to struggle with our identity after our hurt. Preacher, how do you know this? Because I did the exact same thing. When I got hurt in church, I stopped preaching. Breathe, baby, breathe. It's okay. Take a good, hard, deep breath. Just breathe it in. Just bring it in. Just bring it in. Take a deep breath. Listen, I stopped preaching. I'm helping somebody. I know that's the reason why I'm sharing this testimony. When I got hurt, I laid down everything. I said, I'm not going to preach no more. I ain't worried about it no more. I ain't going to worry about this thing no more. Hey, look, maybe preaching just wasn't for me. Maybe the gospel of Jesus Christ maybe need to be preached by somebody else that's more qualified than myself. That's exactly how I looked at it. And I took it for what it was, that I just wasn't prepared to preach the gospel. But listen, what happened? In that time that I threw in the towel and gave up, stopped preaching, I became the very thing that God had delivered me from, the stuff that I turned my back on. I became that all over again. See, you have to realize something when you're going through this thing called hurt. The devil is in the midst of all of this thing, why this thing is going on. And he is right in the midst of what's going on, and his ears is right there. This is what I want y'all to realize. The devil is not omnipresent. But he sends imps out. He assigns things to you. He'll assign people to, come here, let's talk. He'll assign people to you. He will assign situations to your life to keep you captivated and to keep you locked up or keep you a prisoner to the thing that was going on in your life. Now, let me finish my story. Now, listen, I'll turn my life back to the place to where I was doing all the stuff that I was doing. I was living a life that where it did not, I was not the witness to God that I needed to be in God. I turned back to my old ways. I turned back to doing my old things. Mm-hmm. And the Lord allowed someone to come into my life to get me to go back to church. And I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going back to church. I said, don't expect nothing too much from me, because I don't know, I don't know how long I'm gonna be here. Because if this, because if I deal with the same thing I dealt with this last church, I'm just gonna walk away from it. I'm not gonna deal with it no more. Long story short, got in there, gave my life to God, gave my life again back to God, and shared with the pastor at the time. I shared with him, and I told him, I said, look, I said, man, I've been hurt in church. He said, I've been done bad. I've been done dirty in church. And I don't have that kind of power to stand in this thing, because I don't want to do this no more. You know, I don't want to do this right here. This is not me. But you know, I did preach, you know, and you know, I don't know if I still got that in me or not, but I know I used to preach. You know, but I laid all that down because, you know, I was hurt so bad. And he just looked at me and said, okay. But watch this here. The man begins to nurture me back. So my spiritual father, Bishop Bobby Pearson, began to nurture me back to that place. He prayed for me. He prayed with me. He encouraged me. He strengthened me. He empowered me. He let me know that even in the midst of my storm and in the midst of my rain, that my broken place was not my last place. He began to share who he was about, who God was about to me, who God was about to him. Why God was a part of his life and what God was doing in his life, what God meant to him, what it was to be a part of God. He began to minister that to me. And I started to come around. But he shared something with me that blessed me. He said, I was hurt in church, but I had to get delivered from my church hurt. In order for you to be able to be effective people of God in the mannerisms of God and in the mentality of God, we have to learn how to allow God to be the center of who he is in our life. Yes, we struggle. Don't get it twisted. We struggle. We struggle. You know, we struggle in a mentality and in a place and in a mindset and I guess the only word that I can use is in a broken place, that we don't always know exactly what direction to go in, because we're everywhere at the same time. When you are a broken person, it's like I look at it like a shattered glass. There are shards and pieces of us everywhere. And when there are shards and pieces of us everywhere, we don't have the ability to pull ourselves back together. There's a song that that I used to hear when I first started preaching, and the song goes, he can fix what is broke. Whatever is broke, he can fix what is broke, broken up in me. I don't remember the name of the song. I don't remember where I heard who sings it, but that was my first time ever hearing that song. That was a portion of the song that I heard. And when I heard that song blessed me, because I began to understand that it was in that broken place that God was capable to minister to me. He was able to minister to me because I was in that broken place, and he was the only person that could get all those pieces and put those pieces back together. Man couldn't do it. My mama couldn't do it. My bishop couldn't do it. But God took those shard pieces, and those pieces started to come back together. Now, mind you, that was my bishop was on the road to my recovery or to my place of being put back together. I needed to hear the fact that yes, you can be in a broken place, but you got to learn how to come out of that broken place. You can't let that broken place be your home. I had to learn that. I had to become more effective in that. So I rested in him, and he began to fix those places. So my words to you this morning is this: by his grace, you are healed. By his grace, you are set free. By his grace, you have been called to a greater place in him. But we have to learn how to rest in the Lord. When we learn how to rest in God, let me help you. When we learn how to rest in God, everything else will come together. We just got to learn how to rest in God. Because the hurt sometimes is so great. It's like a, come here, let's talk. It's like a shattered phone screen. I don't know if y'all ever had a broke phone screen before. Some of y'all probably got a broke phone screen right now. If you look at that broke phone screen, you got cracks and you got all these cracks going everywhere and all these shadows and marks and all this other stuff. And some of y'all phones may be a little bit worse for wear than others. But if you look at your phone and you see all the detrimental parts of that phone, their phone is messed up and tore up. We got a mic. We have to be mindful that that the place that we're in, that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, but we got to learn how to rest in him. There is a resting place in God that we need to learn how to get into. Broken, shattered, bruised, torn, and sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, in a place to where we just have to start over again. And I know sometimes you hear we need to start over again, and that's the worst place in the world to be, is to start over again. But sometimes God has to take that broken place and sweep all that stuff up, throw it away, and start over again. He told the prophet to go down to the potter's house to watch the potter. And as he watched the potter, he watched the potter, the clay, and began to mold the pot. Now watch the most important part about this scripture. as the potter was making the clay, as he's forming it, he said, take care to watch the potter. Take the pot, he makes it, and he sets it down. When there was an issue, when there was a flaw with the pot, he would grab the pot, and he would continue to mold on it and fix on it. He said, take care to watch the potter. The reason why he wanted him to watch the potter is that even when the pot had impurities in it, his hands would always be on it to touch it. He consistently kept his hands on the pot. He consistently kept his hands. I'm going to say that again. He consistently kept his hands on the pot. I know right now it seems as if there is no answer to your broken place. I know right now it seems like there is no, you have no clue of what's going on with your life. But can I be the bearer of good news for you? Can I be your push this morning? Can I be your drive this morning? Can I be the words of wisdom on this morning? Can I be the words that you need to hear on this morning? Know that even in your broken place, God's hands is on you. Right now, it don't seem like it because you're hurting. Right now, it don't seem like it because the tears are consistently flowing. It don't seem like it because the person that you love the most is the one that hurt you the worst. It don't seem like it because in this storm that you're in, that you're going through right now. And see, it's not just church hurt. I want to make that clear. This is not just church hurt. We're talking about hurt. We're talking about being torn to pieces by people that we trusted in the most. We're talking about being hurt by people that we thought that we could rely on. We're talking about being hurt by people. Come on, preacher. That it seemed like the only answer to our response, the only answer to our situation, the only answer to our coming out and coming through was for us to just say, you know what, forget it, I give up, I'm throwing in the towel, I'm done. But because God loves us so much, because God has smiled on us and given us the ability to stand in the storm, and his hands is consistently on us, not just building us, but rebuilding us. Peace by peace by peace. And our struggle is not one to where we throw in the towel. Our struggle is not one where we forget who we are in God. Our struggle is not even in a point to where we'll sit back and we say, we finna chill. It's one of those situations where we need to turn our face toward God and look at the situation and say, okay, God, you have to be bigger than anything that we got going on right now. I can't allow my struggle, come on here, somebody, to become the place to where that listen to me, that this is not the place for you to die. Don't die in your struggle. The last thing you want to do is die in a struggling place. Die in an unresolved issue, God, die in a uncompromisable spot where you just said that I'm not going to move. I'm going to stay right here. Don't die in this. This is not the place. This is not the time nor the place for you to die. It has not made any sense to you with at all with what you have going on. The struggle, yes, is real. The frustration, yes, is real. The heartache, yes, is real. The tears, yes, is real. But guess what? At the end of the day, God has the last say. God will finalize the deal. God will finalize the deal. Let me help you to your holy place. Let me help you to your uncompromisable holy place. Let me help you to your uncompromisable holy place. God's hand is on your life. He is doing what he does best, and that is being God and be bigger than whatever issues or circumstances that you may have. But watch here. If you don't allow him to be God, you will for surely miss. Come here, let's talk. You will miss the shifting that God has prepared for your life because your eyes, you're blinded to the idiosyncrasies of life. You're blinded to the idiosyncrasies of life. You're blinded to the broken and the frustrated places of life because you have allowed your situation. Come here, let's talk and be real straight right now. You have allowed this situation to become, watch here, your final resting place, your final destination. For all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. All things, not some things, not one or two things, not three or four things, but all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Now, my question to you is this, and this is my soapbox moment. This is my soapbox moment. This is my question to you. My question to you is this. My question to you is this. Did you allow this place to become your haven or your place of pilgrimage while you're just passing through? Have you built a little town in this place where you're not only the sheriff, but you're the mayor? You're the judge. You're the barkeep. Come on here, somebody. You're the real estate agent. You're the banker. And the candlestick maker. Let me help you. That's not your final place. Don't build a house here because this is your pilgrimage. Let this thing pass. And be strong and know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Only thing you have to do is realize who God is in your life. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We'll be right back. God bless you.
Yeah, I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Hey. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, I love him, I love him, love him, I love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. How you know you did it with a lot of him? You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I done been forgiving, I don't leave it. And when I say I love, I mean it. But none of this be nothing, it be coming, I'm missing y'all.
I love God, you love God, what's wrong with you? I love God, you love God, what's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, I love him, I love him, love him, love him, I love him.
Wanted you to fall, you were left, but I do, I do. You could have lost it all, you remember, I do, I do. No one could throw you off, oh, we got you covered. Let's just burn it all, but come make me love.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, I love him, I love him, love him, love, love him, I love him.
Amen, 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 amen. That was Mary. That was Erica Campbell from the group Mary Mary. I love God. Fantastic song. I love that song. Mary Mary, the group, they do some fantastic albums and records.
Why you recognizing my rapping too?
Yeah, wait. Listen. Listen, we're not going to do that today. We're not. Listen to me, woman. We're not going to do that today. Oh, Lord, I'm trying. Listen, people of God, we thank God for the woman of God. She is doing a fantastic job at being the engineer. On the line, she is doing a fantastic job. We love how she has been taken. She has taken over the reins of being an engineer. She is doing a great job, and we want to make sure that we acknowledge her on this morning. Again, we acknowledge her this morning, but we want to make sure we acknowledge her again. That is none other than my lovely wife, none other than Minister Kashima Douglas. That's out here, out there, that lovely voice that you guys hear when you call in. And ask if you want to pray, have prayer, or do you just want to listen in. Now, the number again is 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. God bless you. To call in for prayer, or if you guys just want to listen in on the broadcast, we look forward to you guys joining us every morning that we're on. We're on Monday. Thursdays and Friday. We also have none other than Pastor Felicia Nash that's on, Felicia Nash Harrison on the line, on the broadcast as well on Tuesday and Wednesday as the Never Before, like Never Before Ministries that is attached to us as well. She does a fantastic job. You guys listen in on Tuesdays and Wednesdays for Pastor Felicia Nash Harrison as she come on, and she does a fantastic job. Great guests, fantastic guests that she have come on, and we look forward to getting on and joining with her on a day-to-day basis that she's coming on. We're going to go into our Overcomers prayer and scripture reading on this morning. I'm going to release my stand and we're going to have the scripture by my wife, none other than Minister Kasima Douglas, and then we'll just go from there. God bless you. Hang tight.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. The overcomer scripture is Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. One of the most important things that we want to make sure to do on this morning is we want to make sure that we share this opportunity with you to give your life to Christ. Now, some of you all that are under the sound of my voice on this morning, you have been hurt through the church. Some of you have heard of experiences of ones that have been hurt through the church. I want to make sure that I share with you on this morning that the love of God is real and that he will see you through whatever your storms may be. Don't allow your current situation and circumstance keep you from moving forward in who God is in your life. I understand your place of frustration. I understand your place of hurt. I understand your place of tears. I understand the place of why you're in the place that you're in. But can I help you and be the bearer of good news and the strength for you on this morning? Even though your situations or circumstances may be out of control, yes, you may be going through all that you're going through. Yes, your heartache and your pain is real. But I want to be the words to keep you moving forward on this morning that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Amen? And want to also let you guys know,